This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The pharmaceutical industry is warning that the move to lift patents and copyrights and share COVID-19 vaccine technology could lead to counterfeit vaccines. The Biden administration is joining calls for the technology to be shared as a way of getting the vaccines to the world's poorest people. Teams of experts are predicting that COVID infections here in the U.S. will fall dramatically by the end of July. The AP's Sagar Magani.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the report shows the nation's not out of the woods yet, but could be very close.
Models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
While warning the numbers could reverse if unvaccinated people do not take basic precautions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What do you think about Facebook's decision to ban former President Trump? An oversight board's upheld the ban for now, and Lisa Jackson of Washington says that's a good thing.
Spewed too many lies while he had the ability to do so. It harmed a lot of people. The rhetoric, the hate.
But Ernie Beauregard of Raleigh, North Carolina says just because Donald Trump says things people don't like doesn't mean he should be silenced.
The big difference between hate speech and speech you hate. You know, a lot of people say things you hate, and you shouldn't regulate that. But then you cross all the line and there is hate speech. Well, then you have to step in and say, okay, now do we do something about it? You know, I can say a lot of things that you hate, and I have a right to say it.
A jury in Italy has convicted two Americans in the killing of a police officer in Rome in a drug deal gone bad. The men are going to prison for life. Both are from the San Francisco area. Broadway theaters will reopen September 14th at 100% capacity. Ticket sales may start today. This is AP News. Cruise ships will start sailing again as a test, the AP's Mike Rossio reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued guidelines for trial voyages in U.S. waters for cruise lines. The guidelines are a step toward resuming cruises in U.S. waters for the first time since March 2020. Each practice cruise will run 2 to 7 days. There must be enough passengers to meet at least 10% of the ship's capacity, and volunteers must be 18 or older and either fully vaccinated or free of medical conditions that would put them at high risk for severe COVID-19. The trial voyages could lead to a resumption of cruises by July. The cruise industry's trade group says it is reviewing the CDC instructions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Love letters that John F. Kennedy wrote to a paramour in Sweden after he married Jackie Kennedy will go to auction. The letters were written in the late 1950s, before Kennedy became president. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.